Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, hayya ala falah. Qad qam di salat, qad qam di salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
Fill in the gaps, please. Shoulder to shoulder, heels on the line.
Come here.
صول صفوفكم استقيموا واعتزلوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قال رب إني دعوت قومي ليلا ونهارا فلم يزدهم دعائي إلا فرارا وإني كلما دعوتهم لتغفر لهم جعلوا أصابعهم في آذانهم واستغشوا ثيابهم وأسروا واستكبروا استكبارا ثم إني دعوتهم جهارا ثم إني أعلنت لهم وأسررت لهم إسرارا فقلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانسب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Boys, sit down. Sit down. Sit down. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي أما بعد عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن هذا القرآن مأدوبة الله فأقبلوا من مأدوبته ما استطعتم إن هذا القرآن حبل الله والنور المبين وشفاء النافع إسمة لمن تمسك به ونجاة لمن تبعه لا يزيغ فيستغتب ولا يعوج فيقوم ولا تنقضي أجائبه ولا يخلق من كثرة الرد أطلوه فإن الله يأجركم على تلاوته. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "This Quran is the banquet of Allah, so take as much as you can from His banquet. Indeed, this Quran is the rope of Allah, and it is the clear light and is the effective in healing. It is a protection for the one who clings to it and a rescue for the one who follows it. It is not crooked and so puts things straight. His wonders do not cease. It does not wear out with repetition. So recite it, for Allah will reward you for the recitation of every letter." SubhanAllah. So this hadith is very, very comprehensive in what it's saying. So may Allah forgive my weak efforts in trying to explain it. Inshallah, I'll do the first half. And Ustaji will do the first half tomorrow, inshallah. So just talking about the first part, the Quran is the banquet of Allah. A banquet is a place where you would go to get food. So a guest would usually set that up. And who is going to honor you better than Allah? So for example, a buffet. When you go to a buffet, what do? You pick out your food. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is saying the Quran here is essentially the banquet of Allah, in that it is so comprehensive and it brings so much to the table, you could take whatever you like from it and you'll never be full, because the banquet of Allah is never ending. And the Quran being the rope of Allah, Allah says in the Quran, وَاعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. That hold tight to the rope of Allah. Why would you need a rope? Do any of our students know? Why would you need a rope?
To climb,
yeah. To hold on to something, innit? Something to cling on to so you can get to a destination. So if the Quran is the rope of Allah, what rope are we holding on to? What are we trying to climb up to?
Jannah.
Exactly, Jannah. So mashallah, even the youngsters understand that. SubhanAllah, Allah's rope is for us to hold on to cling on to, for guidance, for His Jannah, for His reward. And Allah says it's a clear light. SubhanAllah, unfortunately now we live in a world where there's much more darkness than you can see around light. And the Quran is the nur of Allah. That this is the lighting path from Allah Azawajal for us to actually light our pathway to Jannah. So you've got a rope to hold on to, something to cling on to that's going to pull you towards Jannah. A light that can help you see the direction and the path towards Jannah. And finally, a healing. Allah says, وَنُنَزِّلَ الْقُرْآنُ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That this Quran is also a healing. So obviously along the way of any path, you're going to face an obstacle. Obstacles are a complete natural way of our life. But SubhanAllah, Allah says, I'm going to give you the rope to hold on to, so you have something clinging on to, that guidance. So someone supporting you along that journey is Allah and His book. Then you have the light. So Allah is lighting the path for you. And SubhanAllah, even then, when you fall over on that path, you get ill, something happens to you, it's a healing for the one who is the one following it. And it's a protection for the one who clings to it, and a rescue for the one who follows it. So SubhanAllah, both sides. So you could be a religious person, or someone we call religious, who has the Quran and he's following it as his guide. But even the person here, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, is saying, for the person who needs rescuing, why would you need rescuing if you're already guided? Do you know? Exactly. Because we're always going to need Allah. We're always going to need Allah. So even for the one who isn't fully able to follow it, Allah will always give him his rope. So Allah says, وَاتَّسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. So entirely together, hold on to the rope of Allah. And it's a clear light. And let it light your path. And inshallah, in the source there, will heal the hearts. And it will make easier the path to Jannah for us. So may Allah forgive my weak efforts. Like I said, there's much more to do there, as I mentioned. But so Ustaji will cover that tomorrow, inshallah. Because mashallah, subhanAllah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Jawami al-Kalim. So he could say very little, but it's that comprehensive that it would encompass a lot of it. So he's gifted in the speech, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I'll let Ustaji cover the rest. And may Allah forgive my weak efforts in delivering this reminder. But may Allah allow us to act and follow upon what's been said and heard. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.